Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we are going to have a great discussion with my dear friend and Carol Liss. Carol Liss is another Mary Kay sales director. I say another, but I'm no longer Mary Kay sales director. I'm officially retired from that. But we've been sister sales directors for years and power partners. And a lot of that is because we both have very strategic brains. So we would come up with the best strategies for our businesses. But in our conversation, Carol shares how knowing her Clifton strengths and her top five and leaning into them and really honing them has helped her become a better leader, a better wife, and just have more confidence in who she is as a person, and how knowing her strengths and the strengths of her key people has also made her excel as a leader. So enjoy this conversation with Carol as we dive into the power of the Clifton strengths. And I love this conversation too, because not just is Carol one of my good friends, but she also geeks out on StrengthsFinders or Clifton Strengths as much as I do. So enjoy the show. And when you're all done, as always, I would love to hear your takeaway. So shoot me a message at the end and let me know what was your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Enjoy. All right. Welcome to the show, Carol. I am so excited to have you on, not just as my friend, but also, you know, a power partner we've been. And I know we have both like totally geeked out over Clifton Strengths over the years.
Yes, we have.
Really excited to dive into this conversation. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to be here. And I know we are recording this on July 1st, which is the new year in the, you know, Mary Kay world. So happy new year.
Thank you. Very exciting. All kinds of new announcements and things for the new year.
Cool. So let's just jump in. And if you want to let the listeners know a little bit about who you are and how you got here, and then we'll start talking about strengths.
Sure. Well, as you kind of indicated, I am a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I got here kind of by accident, I would say. 23 years ago, I was a very stressed out, overworked corporate woman with two young daughters at home and a husband who traveled all the time. And life just was really stressful and not fun. And at that time, I was introduced to the Mary Kay opportunity, decided I would do it for a little while until I figured out what I really wanted to do. And here I am 23 years later. So that's my Mary Kay story in a nutshell. When it comes to the Gallup strengths, one of the things that I have found in being a leader in a company is that sometimes we get stuck in the comparison game. Usually what happens when you're in that comparison game is you take your weaknesses and you compare them to somebody else's strengths and vice versa. And that's not a healthy way to operate. So when I was offered the chance to do the Strength Finders through one of my mentors in the Mary Kay company, I went ahead and took advantage of that. And what I discovered is, and what I love about Gallup and the fact that it is strengths and it's called Strength Finders, is that instead of some of the old methods of trying to get you to improve on weaknesses, Gallup really takes what your strengths are. So what your natural ability is, what you really are comfortable with, and builds on those and teaches you how to use those strengths to work around anything that is not a strength. And I really liked that. And so I really got into it when I was offered the opportunity and really loved learning what my strengths were. I found it very empowering to look at, oh, well, that's a strength for me. And I feel really good about that. And it really helped me to let go with those things that weren't my strengths, to just operate in my strengths and figure out how to use those and how to not fall into the trap of them working against me. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
I love that. And I love what you said about just that comparison, because I feel like that's such a big thing, whether you're in network marketing, definitely in network marketing a lot. I think there's a lot that we fall into this comparison trap of like, ooh, if I want to be a great leader, like some of the mentors, some of the people I followed, I have to do it this way. I have to be like this person. I have to show up like this person. And we fall into that trap of trying to be something we're not.
Absolutely. That was a big thing for me. And I don't know how familiar people are with the Mary Kay world, but I love the company, love the products. But one thing in the Mary Kay world, when you go to events and things, a lot of times you'll see a lot of women who are very excited, very enthusiastic, very kind of life of the party. And some of those women are at the top. And so it was really easy for me to compare myself. And that's not who I am. I'm more of a kind of steady as you go kind of person. And so it was really easy to get in that comparison. And same thing with, you know, body image and, you know, how we look and all of that. It was really easy to get caught up in that. But the Strength Finder helped me to kind of step back and look at it and realize there are also women just like me at the top. But those aren't the people that I was focusing on, because I was focusing on the people who had something I didn't. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, again, that's kind of human tendency sometimes, just to focus on what we don't have. It's embracing who we are at our best and showing up. Right? I like to say leaning into that. So how long ago was it that you were introduced to the Clifton Strengths?
It's probably everything kind of runs together because of this last you know, 18 months of COVID, but it was about three and a half years ago when I first did it. I originally just did the five strengths and realized that, you know, that just wasn't enough. I really wanted more information. So I quickly got the full report and found that very helpful.
I know I keep saying to people that if you've only ever done your top five, you really need to go in and unlock. You don't have to take the assessment all over again, thank goodness, but you just go in and unlock it, pay a little extra. It's so much more information, because I think a lot of us do that. I mean, I took the top five in 2016 and never did anything with it.
Yeah.
It didn't make a big impact on me just knowing my top five. It wasn't until I unlocked the full 34 and then went to the workshop that actually you hosted with our mentor. Then it all started to really make sense and really make an impact on.
Yeah. And that really brings me to what I was saying about when I unlocked the full 34, I almost found it as helpful, if not more helpful, seeing what some of my bottom strengths were, for lack of a better term, I'm not sure what you would call them, but the things that I'm not as strong in.
Yeah, lesser talented
area. My lesser talents. when I looked at those, that was very eye-opening, because it showed me, oh, that's why this is uncomfortable for me. That's why I don't enjoy this. And it really helped me to redirect my efforts so that I really worked in my strengths. And when you're working in your strengths, you enjoy it. You're happier. You feel more fulfilled and you feel more comfortable. So that really helped me.
Yeah. So what are your top five, Carol?
My top five are strategic, responsibility, developer, belief, and positivity.
Yeah. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about how it's helped you be a better leader. But before we jump into that, how has just knowing your strengths, besides giving you that like sense of like, it's okay who I am and not comparing, how else did you see really once you started not just being aware of your strengths, but really investing in them and developing them? How did that help you become a better entrepreneur, a better leader, maybe even a better mom, wife? Like what area, how did it help you in all areas of your life?
Well, a couple of things come to mind, a couple of examples. But first thing I would say is the first thing it did, it helped me to realize and understand why I think a certain way. And by that, I mean, strategic is my number one. And one of the things that a strategic thinker does is you're always thinking three or four steps ahead and preparing for the what ifs, if that makes sense. And what I have realized, and I thought everybody thought like that. So, and I would used to get very frustrated when I'd be three or four steps ahead of somebody else, seeing why something may or may not work. And they were still back at step number one. So that really helped me to understand and be much more aware of how that affected me. It also made me relax a little bit because I kind of thought that I must be some kind of a negative thinker, even though I'm a positive person, because I was always thinking of the what ifs. And sometimes the what ifs are you're thinking of what if something goes wrong. And so it really helped me to kind of put all that in perspective and understand that's how I think. That's how my brain works. My brain's just looking three or four steps ahead so that I have a plan. And I'm definitely a planner. So that all made sense to me. One of the ways that it really helped me in my personal life is when I realized not everybody thinks like that, I realized very quickly that my husband, who I've been married to for 37 years, that is not how he thinks. There have been times, of course, as there are with any but couple that's been together for any amount of time, there have been times when I just couldn't understand why he couldn't understand where I was coming from. So it really helped me to stop and give him some grace and also to use my strategic thinking to figure out how to help us move forward when we met an impasse. And kind of a fun example is we were on vacation and we were in Iceland, which anybody that's familiar with Iceland, it's a beautiful place, wonderful place to go. But there are not a lot of taxis because it's not really a big city kind of place. So we were tired. It was the end of the day. We'd been out on tours all day and there weren't any taxis to be found. And we needed to get back to the ship that we were on. And my husband's thought was that we would just wander around Reykjavik until we found one. And that just drove me crazy and wasn't working for me. And before Gallup Strengths, I probably would have stood there and argued with him. But because of Gallup Strengths, I understood he doesn't think the way I think. And I was already thinking three steps ahead. So what I did instead is I pointed out that there was a pub nearby. And why didn't we go to the pub and he could have a beer and I could finally go to the bathroom because I really needed to go to the bathroom. And we could call a taxi because they had told us that any of the bars or restaurants would probably call one for you. So that's what we did. And instead of getting in an argument and, you know, having it escalate, instead, I was able to make a suggestion, knowing what I know from Gallup Strengths, and it all worked out well. I got to finally go to the bathroom. He got to have a beer. And by the time he was done with his beer, there was a taxi waiting for us. So that's one of my examples that I think really shows what I learned from Gallup Strengths.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I have high strategic as well, which is why we've always had fun conversations about that. But yes, I totally agree. Like we see that if this, then that.
Exactly.
And are almost immediately. And yeah, same thing. Like I've often, well, you don't get that. Like you wonder why. And that's the thing with strengths is sometimes we don't recognize them as our strengths. We're just wondering why others don't think the way we think.
Exactly.
But I see that a lot with like clients and stuff like that. They're like, oh, okay. That's sometimes the biggest light bulb.
Yep.
And I have the same dilemma because my husband, you know, Tom does not think the same way I think. And yes. So.
And the good thing about strengths is when you realize that and you start to value that, I have really come to see how my husband's strengths that he has that I don't, that's why we're such a good team. And that's why we've been together for 37 years is because we balance each other out. And when you appreciate someone else's strengths and allow them to live in their strengths, it's better for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, I'm so huge on that of just, like you said, appreciating other people's strengths, respecting their strengths. I think that's a huge thing too, that just, you know, if we all came to the world that with that approach, it would just totally change the whole dynamics of our universe, not just our own little world. So as a leader, kind of, I guess that's a good, great lead way, great segue here into how, as a leader, not just tapping into your own strengths and really owning them, but then learning the strengths of your team. How has that played into your success as a leader?
It has been huge. It has been huge. One thing that it does is it definitely helps you to not think in a one set direction that, you know, the one thing's going to work for everybody, which, you know, we should know is not true, but we tend to think that. We think, well, this is how you do it. And this is how it works because that's how it works for us. And so getting to know my top people's strengths and things has really helped me to help them lean into those strengths. And it also has really helped me to coach them so that they can forgive themselves for things that aren't their strengths, that are their lesser talents. And to not focus on those lesser talents, but instead to figure out how their top strengths can get them where they want to go. Because there is a path for everyone that will get them where closer to their goals, but they have to understand what that path is for them. And if we're constantly in a position of working in our lesser talents, then we're frustrated, we feel uncomfortable, we feel bad about ourselves. And what I have discovered is especially in a business where I'm working mostly with women, we women are really hard on ourselves. And there's probably a whole bunch of things we could go into and discuss about why that is. And because we've been in a patriarchal system for so long that we women are really hard on ourselves and lack confidence. So what I really love about Gallup as a leader and working with my people is it has helped me to help them develop confidence and to see where their strengths are and to value those.
Can you think of, like, I loved your story when you were traveling and getting the taxi. Can you think of a situation where you saw that maybe that light bulb or that confidence build or a development with one of your team members when they started really working within their strengths?
Absolutely. I actually can think of a couple of them. One is I have a leader in my unit who she's really high in woo, which is winning others over. And I'm actually very low. That's that whole, you know, life of the party thing I was talking about. And the other thing that I learned in looking at her strengths is, whereas I tend to, because of my strengths, I tend to get really deep with people and develop these deep relationships. She has tons of, I mean, she, everywhere we go, she knows everybody and everybody knows her. So she has a lot more acquaintances and things, but maybe she wasn't getting as deep with people. So we really worked in her strength to help her set specific follow-up goals because she was kind of flitting from one person to another and she wasn't getting that follow-up, which you really need in network marketing. So we really worked with that. And once she started establishing that and working in that and developing that a little bit more with her woo, she got started getting a lot better results. The other thing that I discovered is because I really love working with people and meeting new people and everything, that's easy for me when I'm out and about meeting new people one at a time. And so I would tell people that they needed to find people when they're out and about. They needed to meet potential new people. But for some people, that's really uncomfortable. So what I realized is I was asking them to do something that was very uncomfortable with them. So it really helped me to step back and help them figure out ways that they could work in their strengths and their comforts and still find those people, but in a different way.
Yeah. And having been in, you know, network marketing, I so understand that because I feel like there's so much of our training and it's gotten better over the years. I mean, we've both been in for quite a while, but, you know, initially it was the handbook of, this is the way we do it. This is the way you go about things. And for some that worked in their strengths, it was easy. And for the rest, you know, sometimes we look at things and like, why is this so hard for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we question our ability and maybe I'm not supposed to be in this company, or, you know, we lose too so many good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We try to do it one way.
And what you just said is so true. Is I've seen people, you know, they get in that mindset. It's like, well, maybe this just isn't for me. And I think part of that goes back. I've been around a long time at a certain age. Back in the 80s and early 90s, a lot of the management guru latest kind of things were, you know, working in those weaknesses and bring your weaknesses up to strengths. And I mean, that's what we were trained on. And, it all sounds good, but it doesn't work. And it's one of the things I really love about Gallup Strength Finders is that it's, I believe, timeless, because it's not just the latest idea or trend or fad or whatever. It's really teaching us as human beings to figure out what makes us unique and special and to work in those areas. And I love that. I don't think that's something that'll ever go out of style. It's not a fad. It's a fact. It's here's what you as a person, these are your unique qualities and what your unique talents are. And that's forever. So I really love that about the Gallup Strength Finders.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's based on research. That's the other thing I always tell people. It's like, this is not, like you said, the latest fad, the latest trend of the, and I love personal assessments. Like, I'm just a geek over that. I love all those quizzes and all this kind of thing. So I'm about like learning more about ourselves. I think anything we can tap into helps, but the what makes the Clifton Strengths stand out is it is based on research, 40 years, actually, I think it's up to 50 years now of research. And it's about who we are, our DNA, and what makes us unique and gifted, and honing in on that.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you do the assessment. I know when I was first doing it, and you know, you're just giving those quick answers and stuff, I thought, how is this going to tell anybody anything about me? But it was so spot on. It is so spot on. So it's obvious that it's on research.
Mm-hmm. And on that, and I love it when people like first read their assessment and they find out a little bit about themselves. Were there any, like, do you remember back when you first got your assessment, anything that really jumped out at you, like that made you either feel like, oh, that's why I do that? I know you kind of already mentioned some things, but, or anything that really like stood out? What were your biggest first responses?
Well, one thing was responsibility is my number two. And one of the things throughout my life that has just, it's been one of, because we all have our little things that are kind of pet peeves. It has always been a big thing for me when somebody tells me they're going to do something and they don't. That just has always, because I'm one of those people, you know, and this is not bragging. It's just who I am. It has been from a young age. If I say I'm going to do something, you know, I will get it done. It may not always be pretty, but I'll get it done. And so realizing that that is such a part of who I am and my core, and that it's not a core for everyone, actually got me to give people a little more grace and to try to understand a little bit more, instead of just assuming that somebody didn't get something done because they didn't commit to it, and realizing that. The other big aha for me was when I looked at belief and what that means. I've always felt like a little boring because, you know, I just am very set in what I believe and how I do things and how I interact with the world. And it made me realize that too, that comes from the fact that it's all a core belief for me, a belief system. So yeah, those were big. Like I said before, the biggest thing for me was just seeing my strengths, you know, because sometimes we get to a point where we've done so much comparison that we start to think we don't have any strengths. So it's really good to stop and look at those. And it just is a confidence builder.
Yeah, definitely. Because we all have strengths. They may not be developed yet. So they may still just be a talent. I guess that's what we should say. We all have talents inside of us.
Yes.
We take the time, you know, Gallup's formula is talents times investment equals strength. So your talents are there. You just need to be aware of them, tap into them, use them, develop them. That's where the investment is. And then they turn into those strengths and let those come out. Let those lead how you come about life, lead how you lead. And that, did you find when you kind of started doing that, did the comparison go down? I mean, again, human nature, I think we're always going to have that tendency, that little bit of imposter syndrome, no matter how successful we are, always creeps its ugly little head in. Comparison comes in every once in a while. But did you find that it did help diminish it?
I think it did, definitely. It did really make a difference. I think probably the other thing that came into a play for me is just age. I mean, you just, you know, with each new period in your life, you did develop differently. And I think that just the age I've gotten to has really helped me to adjust too. But the Gallup strengths really did help me to stop that comparison game. And to just celebrate the strengths of others and the talents of others without feeling like because they have those talents and strengths, it diminishes my talents and strengths. I think that's the big thing for me, is that understanding your own talents and strengths and understanding that other people have different talents and strengths makes it so much easier to appreciate your own and value others. And that's what I love about the Gallup Strength Finders.
I love that. Appreciate your own and value others. And again, imagine a world where that's the approach we took.
Yeah. And I think I like it. And anybody who's a parent probably understands that, because most of us as parents, we value our child's individual strengths and personality traits, whatever you want to call them, but we value those in our children. So why don't we value those in other people? Mm. And so I think it really helps you to get to that point that you are valuing all people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And even value them in ourselves, that, you know, because there is no better, worse talent strengths.
Right. It's
who we are.
Yeah.
Become better when we hone them, but it's not.
Yeah. The other thing I loved about Gallup is it also can help someone to figure out that what they thought they wanted to do and what they thought they wanted to pursue may not be a good path for them. So sometimes it also acts as kind of its own little coach or mentor, directing you in a better path for yourself.
Definitely. Yeah. Have you seen that happen with people?
Well, I mean, I have. And you, for example, you really have learned to hone into those strengths and your love of learning and of people and focusing on strengths and coaching. And you've really taken all of those strengths and talents and put this into this new venture, which you're just fabulous at. So yeah, I've watched it play out in you, definitely.
Well, that was not supposed to lead into that, but I'll save it. Thank you. Anything else, Carol, that you would add about strengths and either how it's helped you or in general, the Clifton strengths?
In general, again, it has just really enriched my life, made me much more confident and understanding. And you and I have talked about this many times. It's also really helped me to, because I'm focusing on my strengths and I'm figuring out how to work my business in my strengths and my personal life, it's really helped me to be more in my comfort zone more often. Not that we don't ever stretch, you know, in that comfort zone, but working in our strengths. And it's really helped me to kind of let go of those things that weren't strengths and be okay with it. And you get better results when you're working in your strengths and talents, you get better results. So it's really helped me in that way. And the last thing I would say is I just wish that all of my, I sometimes teach at a community college, and I just wish that all of my students took StrengthFinders before they chose a career, because I've seen so many of my students who, from my vantage point and my experience, I can see that they're not going in the right career direction for their strengths and personalities. I think that a lot of people may be happier in their occupations and in their careers if they first saw their strengths and understood what careers would be good for them. So I just wish it would be part of the curriculum that students learned what their strengths were and that guidance counselors could use those to help them to choose a career that they would be happy and that they would thrive in.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool is there are a lot of colleges out there. Mm-hmm. Figure that out.
Yeah.
And it is now part of their curriculum, and they speak Clifton Strengths, and a lot of organizations too that have brought the whole Clifton Strengths, you know, a strengths-based organization basically, or a strengths-based college. So I could not agree more. So, well, thank you, Carol. You have really, you know, I'm jotting down some things, but I love some of the things just about that appreciating and valuing and empowering, and that peace that it does give you when you do tap into your own natural strengths. And kind of touching on what you said too about like using more of them and then delegating the rest. And I always say, if you can live, this is Sherry's thing, not Gallup's, but if you can spend 80% of your time working and living within your own top 10 strengths, that is a really amazing life you will create.
Absolutely. That sounds very fulfilling and yeah, a lot less stressful.
Yeah. So, well, thank you, Carol, again, for taking time on the brand new year to, visit with us today and share your experience with strengths and your passion for strengths. And one of the things I do love about our conversations is, one, we both are strategic, so we have great strategic conversations. And two, just we, as I said in the beginning, geek out on Clifton Strengths. And we
absolutely
we speak that language.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Sherry.
Hey, friend, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I hope you found value in today's show, and I would love to hear from you. What were your biggest ahas? What were those golden nuggets that you're taking away? Hit the message button below and send me a message. Let me know what they were. And also, if you are a leader of maybe a network marketing team, and you're looking to move to that next promotion, that next level, that next achievement, but you're maybe feeling a little stuck and you don't know how to really tap into your own personal strengths to get there. Or perhaps you lead a small team of an organization, a small business, I would love to invite you to hop on a free call with me. Let's have a discussion on how we can really work together to take your natural talents, learn the skills to invest in them, and turn them into strengths so that when you show up, you're going to show up knowing that you are working in your most best, most confident, most empowered you every single day. Because when you do, you're not only going to be more productive, you're going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, and you're just going to lead a much better, more fulfilling life. So if that sounds good to you, I can't wait to have a conversation with you to see what's next. How can we work together? All right, my friends, as always, thanks for listening to the show. And as I always say, you know, life is short, so we've got to go out and enjoy this beautiful journey.